Well, hello again, and welcome to yet another edition of the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, and I'll be your host for the next hour, bringing you a variety of musical performances from original 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. On today's program, it's another assorted mix of things, everything from traditional jazz to some 1920s dance bands, to some solo pianist, to some obscure big band material I doubt you've ever heard. We'll even hear a touch of blues before the program is over. So I hope you'll stick around, and once again, thanks for tuning in. Let's go ahead and start off with a pair of records by Turk Murphy's Jazz Band. Turk Murphy, that fantastic trombonist, was born in Palermo, California, in December of 1915. By the late 1930s, early 1940s, he was playing regularly out in California with Lou Waters' Yerba Buena Jazz Band, and at some point he split off and headed up his own band in the late 40s and on into the 50s and 60s, and that's what we'll be listening to. The first record I've got was recorded in San Francisco on January 20th, 1953. It's a tune associated with Jelly Roll Morton. It's The Pearls. I don't know if this was issued commercially as a 78. My copy is a promotional DJ thing meant to advertise the Columbia album Barrel House Jazz. After that, we'll hear Turk Murphy's Jazz Band on the independent Good Time Jazz label, one of the early issues, number 7, playing a Richard M. Jones tune called Trouble in Mind, and Turk Murphy himself will sing the vocal on that record from May 31st, 1949. So two from Turk Murphy now, starting off with The Pearls. Thank you.
trouble in mind. I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. Know that sun will shine on my back door someday. Sit right here and wait for it. Trouble in mind, I'm blue. Got no one to tell my troubles to. Won't some sweet baby come and take a chance with me?
What a chance!
Trouble in love comes with me.
Turk Murphy singing and playing trombone to the audible encouragement of his bandmates. That's Trouble in Mind, recorded for the Good Time Jazz label, record number 7, in Los Angeles, California, on May 31st, 1949. I wonder if they were still calling it Los Angeles at that time. Anyway, Turk Murphy was only 33 years old when that was recorded, although to my ears, when he sings, he sounds considerably older. Before that, an instrumental, Turk Murphy's jazz band again with The Pearls, recorded in San Francisco on January 20th, 1953. And I suspect they were pronouncing it San Francisco even then. Oh, where we go. Well, Charles Dornberger and his orchestra are up next with a Victor record number 19360, recorded in New York City May 15th, 1924. Charles Dornberger's long been a favorite of mine. His band recorded fairly prolifically in the 1920s, not as much as Paul Whiteman or some others, but he made quite a number of sides for the Victor label. Charles Dornberger had been born in New York back around the turn of the century and grew up playing saxophone, clarinet, piano, and accordion, but eventually put his primary focus on the saxophone. He joined Paul Whiteman's orchestra out in Los Angeles in 1919 and played with him for a time before leaving to form his own orchestra. And in 1923, he secured a recording contract with Victor and would record with that label exclusively for the remainder of the decade. In the 1930s, he seems to have moved out of music and into his other passion, aviation, which unfortunately led to his early demise. In 1944, he was giving a flying lesson to a young woman who may have been his girlfriend or maybe just a student, but in any event, the plane crashed. He was killed, and she was, I believe, seriously injured. I don't think she died. I think she was just injured. In any case, I'm digressing. Let's get back to the record at hand. The tune is called That's the Tune, Charles Dornberger's orchestra from 1924. After that, something that my late friend Rich Connedy called a near quest. I had an email not long ago from another friend, Bill Huffman, who asked to hear a record by Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, Pass Out Lightly, which is a fantastic record. Alas, I don't have a copy on 78 RPM, only a CD reissue, but the rule around here is on the shellac stack I'm going to play from 78s. So, since I don't have that at hand, I figured I'd go with something that has a similar title, even if it's a totally different tune, a totally different band. But the title is somewhat similar, so we'll go with it. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. So Bill asked for Pass Out Lightly. This record is called Once Over Lightly by Al Gehring's Dance Orchestra, which is really, in this case, a pseudonym for Jack Pettis. I believe Al Gehring was a real guy, but so was Jack Pettis, and he was the leader on this date. It's a Banner record, number 7001, recorded December 22nd, 1927. So two now, starting with Charles Dornberger, and That's the Tune. Thank you. record that simmers along on low heat, but gosh, it sounds good. Al Gehring's Dance Orchestra, under the direction of saxophonist Jack Pettis. That's called Once Over Lightly, recorded for the Banner label on December 22, 1927. Before that, Charles Dornberger and his orchestra, Victor 19360, from May of 1924. That's the tune. My name is Brian Wright. You're listening to the Shellac Stack, a program featuring a variety of music from 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. If you'd like to reach me with a request, comment, suggestion, whatever, my email address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. Well, let's continue now with a record on the Oriole label, Oriole record number 1292 by Nancy Walker. Now, I assumed for many years that Nancy Walker must be a pseudonym, but apparently it's not. Apparently she was a real woman, and she made only one recording session on June 14, 1928. She made three titles for the Plaza group of labels, records issued under the labels of Banner, Regal, Domino, Oriole, and Conqueror. As I said, my copy of this is on Oriole. The first two tunes she recorded were You're a Real Sweetheart and Because My Baby Don't Mean Maybe Now. I don't have either of those, though I'd love to find them, because I like this one. It's called Bring Back My Lovin' Man, and the song was written by Joe Black. Now, Nancy Walker herself is maybe not such a terrific singer. I mean, she's okay. She gets the job done. But it's the band that's really good on this. Have a listen and see what you think. I don't know that any of the musicians has yet been identified. None of the discographies I checked list a personnel. But they're all good studio musicians, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Bring Back My Lovin' Man. Here's Nancy Walker.
I lost my loving man in Alabama. If you should visit that town and see him hanging around, won't you try and bring him back to me? Bring back my loving man. I'll make him understand how much his presence means to me. I'll take the marriage vow. I'll make my exit bow to all this sweet society. Three words I'm going to say: love, honor, and obey. And I keep that promise to eternity. Wait and see. I'll give up all my diamond rings and 100 other things. But bring that loving man right back to me.
I wish that record sounded a little better. It looks to be in very good condition, but It's one of those gritty, grainy, not-so-great-sounding Oriole pressings from the late 1920s, but hey, what a hot band, huh? I love that. And Nancy Walker was maybe not as bad as I was making her out to be. But that's called, you can judge for yourself, that's called Bring Back My Lovin' Man from June of 1928. Let's continue now with a record from Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. A tune written by W.C. Paula, a guy who had gone all the way back to the ragtime years, been composing tunes since pretty much the turn of the century and would go on writing them up through the end of the 1920s. W.C. Paula led his own dance orchestra in the 1920s at about the time this was recorded at the Clover Gardens in New York, one of New York City's biggest and most luxurious restaurants. This record is called Dancing Tambourine, issued on Victor 20972, and it's a lot hotter and a lot better than the title might lead you to think. It was recorded in Liederkranz Hall in New York on September 22, 1927. After that, we'll have an encore performance from vocalist Harold von Emberg. I played some of his records a while back and had a couple of emails asking to hear a little bit more from him. So we'll listen to him with Russ Carlson's orchestra on a Crown 78 from July of 1932. It's a really nice tune called We Just Couldn't Say Goodbye. So let's start off with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra.
Thank you. thought that love was over, that we were really through. I said I didn't love her, that we'd begin anew. And you can all believe me, we sure intended to, but we just couldn't say goodbye. The chair and then the sofa, they broke right down and cried. The curtain started waving for me to come inside. I tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide, and we just couldn't say goodbye. The clock was striking 12 o'clock, it smiled on us below. With folded hands it seemed to say, we'll miss you if you go. So I went back and kissed her, and when I looked around, the room was singing love songs and dancing up and down. And now we're both so happy, because at last we found that we just couldn't say goodbye.
Did you catch his rolled R's? The room was singing love songs and dancing up and down. I don't think Bing Crosby had too much to worry about, although I do like Harold von Imberg's singing. He was the vocalist on that record of We Just Couldn't Say Goodbye, Russ Carlson and his orchestra, Crown Record number 3360 from July of 1932. And before that, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and pretty good, right? Dancing Tambourine, from September of 1927. Let's turn now to the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, under the direction of Don Bester on this record, Victor 19045, recorded in Camden, New Jersey, on January 31st, 1923. It's a Spencer Williams tune called Loose Feet. We'll follow that with pianist Billy Mayerl, recorded in London, February 27th, 1931, issued on a British Columbia record, DB445. It's a thing called Baby's Birthday Party, written by Anne Ronell. But first, here's Don Bester directing the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, Loose Feet.
Thank you.
You know, after listening to a record like that, I think to myself that it might be a good idea one of these days to spend an entire hour on one of these Shellac Stack programs listening to Billy Mayerl at the piano, because he was such a tasteful musician and so interesting, too, some of the things that he does when he takes a melody and embellishes it. That one's called Baby's Birthday Party, recorded in London in February of 1931. And before that, Don Bester directing the Benson Orchestra of Chicago on Spencer Williams' tune Loose Feet from 1923. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe one day I'll just pull out all Billy Mayerl records and we'll have a little Mayerl festival. Well, up next I have a pair of big band recordings that I'm quite sure you have never heard, because these were not commercially released. In fact, these are both, well, they're not shellac. The first one is a glass-based lacquer disc. The next one is metal-based. The first one is a radio air check recorded off the air on June 7th, 1943. Gil Musel is the announcer, and we'll even hear a few moments of the main artist, Bobby Sherwood, talking at the end of this selection. But we'll hear Bobby Sherwood's orchestra play his theme song, The Elks Parade. This was taken off the air off of station WJZ, recorded by NOLA Recording Studios in New York. I got this record actually a few years ago from a friend in New York who had acquired it from some acquaintance of his who was, I think, moving or downsizing, and had handed him this bowling bag filled with records. And my friend in New York doesn't collect records himself, but he took them knowing that I might have an interest in them. So I get to New York this one time and he hands me this bowling bag, and I open it up and there's a handful of commercial 78s and then these 12-inch things. And it's just a wonder that they weren't shattered, because they're thin and they're made out of glass. A couple were cracked, but not shattered. This one miraculously survived completely intact, so we'll be able to listen to it. After that, a recording from Moline, Illinois, by Orville Barron and his orchestra, a little regional Midwest big band, probably in the late 1940s or very early 1950s. And this record was so badly damaged when I got it, it was bent all kinds of ways, and it would not track when I tried to play it. The needle kept getting thrown right off the surface because of these dents and bends in the metal. I couldn't physically flatten it out, but what I did was slow down the speed of the turntable enough that it would hang on. The needle would hang on as it rotated around, and then I digitally sped this up so that we can hear it at the proper speed. The label bears the name Inner City Recording Service. It's Orville Barron's orchestra with Jack Glaudel singing the vocal on a well-known tune, Time on My Hands. So, two unique recordings now, both of these from lacquer discs, starting with Bobby Sherwood's orchestra and a version you may not have heard of, The Elks Parade.
The spotlight points with pride. Yes, pridefully points to the officers and trainees of the United States Naval Training School Women's Reserve, and to its commanding officer, Captain W.F. Amson. American history sings the praises of the womanhood which so fully shared in the winning of our freedom. And when the history is written of this world conflict, it will sing louder than ever in a crescendo of praise to American women like the very ones here in our audience tonight. For these are the fighting daughters of freedom who have volunteered for duty, regardless of where it may take them, regardless of which of the unhappy duties of war they might be called upon to perform. Their desire to serve is as unquestioning as their patriotic spirit is unexcelled. And we find them today eagerly absorbing all of the basic principles of wartime duty in the armed forces of the United States, and learning the myriad jobs which will equip them to release men to the fighting front. Whether theirs will be a battle station at the supply lines or amid the unending detail of naval administration, it makes no difference. Theirs will be a job marked well done when the war is over. And so tonight, to each and every wave and spar and woman of the United States Marine Corps stationed here at this United States Naval Training School in New York, the spotlight points with pride. Well, first, a few Spotlight marching orders and then more music by Bobby Sherwood. Tomorrow night, the victory parade of Spotlight bands will land at the Army Air Forces Technical Training School way over in Madison, Wisconsin. Russ Morgan will make the music for all of our fighting sons of freedom. And now back to our fighting daughters of freedom here in New York. It's forward march for Bobby Sherwood and his Spotlight band as he steps out with the Elks Parade.
This is Bobby Sherwood again, and I'd just like to take time to say...
love affair or two. My darling, time on my hands, and you in my arms, and love in my heart for you.
I'm starting to think that a whole hour of those lacquer recordings might make for a fun shellac stack program. I've got a number of others from the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Maybe one day I'll do that. I'll pull them out and we'll just listen to those. That was Orville Barron and his orchestra. I don't have a date on that, but probably late 40s or early 1950s. Jack Glaudel singing the vocal on Time on My Hands, a little regional outfit from Moline, Illinois, or that area. Before that, Bobby Sherwood and his orchestra recorded off the air from station WJZ on June 7th, 1943. And you heard an announcement for the war effort at the beginning of that. Gosh, that was June 7th, almost exactly a year before D-Day. Bobby Sherwood's orchestra, the Elks Parade. Well, we have time for just a couple more records on today's program. Thought we'd turn next to two versions of the same song. First, it's the original Dixieland Jazz Band, recorded December 1st, 1920, and then we'll move forward a few years to 1928 for the same song from Bix Beiderbecke and his orchestra on a Parlophone record, this issue anyway. September 21st, 1928. The tune, in both cases, written by Con Conrad and J. Russell Robinson, is called Margie. Thank you. With two versions of Margie, once again, that's just about all there is. We let off that little set with the original Dixieland jazz band, Victor 18717, from December of 1920, and then the unmistakable Big Spider Beck and his orchestra, Margie, from September of 1928. Once again, I'd like to thank you very much for tuning in and keeping me company as we listen to some of these 78 RPM records. I hope you enjoyed the program, and I hope we'll see you next time for more 78s right here on the Shellac Stack. Until then, take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.